Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this show, we look at some compelling films featuring a single actor's performance. I hope you enjoy the show. I was on a plane recently and saw a remarkable film called Inside, starring Willem Dafoe as a high-end art thief who gets stuck inside the flat he's stealing art from. It made me think of other films which are reliant upon just one character, and here we are. Inside is a real treat. Dafoe is excellent and gives full rein to his great versatility as an actor. He has to find food and water while he tries to figure out how he can escape from the apartment. He begins to build up a fantasy relationship with a cleaning girl he sees on the CCTV cameras. He even begins to dream about the owner of the apartment. It was directed by Vasilis Katsoupis and is highly recommended. In the terminal, Tom Hanks plays a foreign national from an unstable country who arrives at JFK Airport. The country's government collapses and his papers become invalid, so what does he do? He takes up residence in the airport. It's directed by Steven Spielberg, and he and Hanks work very well together. The full-size terminal, constructed on a studio lot in Los Angeles, took 16 weeks to build, and you would not believe the detail captured. It's based on a true story that took place in Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. The visitor was Persian, and after several years of living at the terminal, permission was granted for him to return to Iran, but he'd forgotten how to speak Persian by then. He became ill and was taken to hospital. After he recovered, he moved back to the airport and eventually died there.
Let your poor heart bleed a little, but baby, that's the glory of love. Cry a little, sigh just a little. Let your cloud roll by, baby, little, but baby, that's the glory of love. Long as there are just the two of us, have the world in its charm. Long as there's just the two of us, we hold each other's arm. Baby, now win just a little, lose just a little. Sometime had the blues a little, but baby, that's the glory of love. Just the two of us, how that world and its charm. Long as there's just the two of us, we hold each other's arm. Baby, now win just a little, lose just a little. Sometime how the blues a little, but baby, that's the glory of love.
Let's now take a look at one of the most famous isolation stories, Robinson Crusoe, as made in 1954 by Luis Buñuel, the highly creative Spanish director. The producers wanted him to cast Orson Welles as Robinson Crusoe, but Buñuel said Welles was too loud and too fat. The producers arranged a screening of Welles' Macbeth to try to change his mind, but Buñuel instead persisted and ended up casting Dan O'Herlihy as Crusoe. O'Herlihy played Macduff in the Macbeth film he'd seen. The result is a very entertaining and highly accurate film of Daniel Defoe's novel. Buñuel's Crusoe isn't that pleasant a person. There are long silent passages due to the fact that Buñuel was shooting the English and Spanish versions at the same time, and silent footage could obviously be used in both versions. Robert Redford starred in the highly ambitious film All Is Lost in 2013, written and produced by J.C. Chandor, who gave us Margin Call in 2011. Redford, at the age of 77, plays a lone sailor whose boat collides with a tanker in the Indian Ocean, and from then on he's playing catch-up. His radio is knocked out, so he has no form of communication to signal his plight for rescue. It's an amazingly well-constructed film, and Redford's plight is masterfully portrayed as he battles extreme weather, lack of food and water, and the occasional shark. Definitely worth watching.
Old man hypnotized. Spiders of ancient times, black dogs who come in herds. Old man, the word, old man, the word. Raised on golden days, God loved the USA. Fed on the purple haze, young men today, he heard them say. Amen, amen, amen. I'll never say goodbye, I'll never tell you lies, I'm never gonna die. Amen, amen, amen. Became the power man, raised on the ocean. His hands are wrinkled brown, melt with the sound, melt with the sound. Heroes in silver scenes, real men never scream. Old man, I heard you dream. Old man, the sound. Amen. Amen. Young men's memories stay with the summer leaves. Old man, we cannot see. Old man, decay, slip slow away. Old man, will hold your face. The sun's danced for your song. Old man looked around, heard but the sound. Amen. Amen. I'll never say goodbye, I'll never tell you lies, I'm never gonna die. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The same year gave us Gravity, starring Sandra Bullock, out of character as an astronaut who gets into deep water trying to fix a space satellite. I went to see this a second time in 3D and thoroughly enjoyed it. Believe it or not, most of this film was CGI and made in the UK by Mexican director Alfonso Cuarón, who always wanted to be either an astronaut or a film director. The film cost a staggering $100 million and took 4.5 years to make. The ethereal sounds were created by submerging an acoustic guitar underwater with various microphones attached on and inside it. The great thing about this film is that it's only 90 minutes long and could so easily have been too long. The film won 7 Oscars.
है जापानी ये पतलून इंग्लिस्तानी सर पे लाल टोपी रूसी फिर भी दिल है हिंदुस्तानी मेरा जूता है जापानी ये पतलून इंग्लिस्तानी सर पे लाल टोपी रूसी फिर भी दिल है हिंदुस्तानी मेरा जूता है जापानी पड़े हैं खुली सड़क पर अपना सीना ताने अपना सीना ताने मंजिल कहाँ कहाँ रुकना है ऊपर वाला जाने ऊपर वाला जाने बढ़ते जाएं हम सैलानी जैसे एक दरिया तूफानी सर पे लाल टोपी रूसी फिर भी दिल है हिंदुस्तानी मेरा जूता है जापानी ये पतलून इंग्लिस्तानी सर पे लाल टोपी रूसी फिर भी दिल है हिंदुस्तानी मेरा जूता है जापानी जीवन की नादा है जो बैठ किनारे पूछ राह वतन की पूछ राह वतन की चलना जीवन की कहानी रुकना मौत की निशानी सर पे लाल टोपी रूसी फिर भी दिल है हिंदुस्तानी मेरा जूता है जापानी ये पतलून इंग्लिस्तानी सर पे लाल टोपी रूसी फिर भी दिल है हिंदुस्तानी मेरा जूता है जापानी हम बिगड़े दिल शहजादे हम सिंहासन पर जा बैठे जब जब करें इरादे जब जब करें इरादे सूरत है जानी पहचानी दुनिया वालों को हैरानी सर पे लाल टोपी रूसी फिर भी दिल है हिंदुस्तानी मेरा जूता है जापानी ये पतलून इंग्लिश पाकिस्तानी सर पे लाल टोपी रूसी फिर भी दिल है हिंदुस्तानी मेरा जूता है जापानी
Going back a ways, Steven Spielberg made another great one-man film in 1971 called Duel, in which Dennis Weaver plays a car driver who is constantly menaced by a large tailgating truck on the highway. It's written by celebrated screenwriter Richard Matheson and is captivating. It was totally shot on location in only 12 days. It started out as a TV movie at 74 minutes long, but after the huge success of Jaws, also written by Matheson, some additional scenes were shot so that it could be remarketed in theatres.
Darling, brush those tears from your eyes.
Brush those tears from your eyes and try to those tears from your eyes and try to realize that from now on I'll always be true. I went away, but I didn't mean to stay, and I will regret it until my dying day. Brush those tears from your eyes and try to realize that the ache
brush those tears from your eyes and try to realize that the ache in my heart is for you. Brush those tears from your eyes and try to realize that from now on I'll always be true.
She went away.
From your eyes and try to realize that the ache in my heart is for you.
There was another film made in 2013 that I'd like to mention. It's called Lock and starred Tom Hardy as a construction manager who makes a series of phone calls whilst driving in his car, and a whole plot is cleverly revealed. It was a brave career move for Hardy, but works well. Written and directed by Stephen Knight, who wrote Eastern Promises for David Cronenberg and Dirty Pretty Things for Stephen Frears. In 2010, we got Buried, starring Ryan Reynolds and directed by Rodrigo Cortez. Reynolds plays a truck driver who wakes to find himself in a coffin below the ground. It's remarkable for its minimalism and creative camera work. He finds a mobile phone and begins to make some calls to get help, but will he find any before the phone's battery runs out? It was all shot in 17 days in a studio in Barcelona. This film is not for the faint-hearted.
In the lap of a mountain, so far and wide, down by the river, love is waiting for us. Where the leaves turn to gold, beneath the limitless blue, in the lap of a mountain, I can't help loving you. The seagulls are squalling in the sky above. I know that you love me, but I wanted you much more. In the lap of a mountain, on a still cloudless night, the ships out there far cold, beneath the flickering stars. In the lap of a mountain, at the end of the blue, through spring lawns and shadow, the wind blows only for you.
Tom Hanks was in another of my selections in 2000 called Castaway. It's a very similar story to Victor Hugo's novel Toiler on the Sea, published in 1866, but set in modern times. Hanks does a good job stranded on a desert island for 4 years, and this part of the film, about 90 minutes long, is the best part. Robert Zemeckis directed well. Hanks put on 50 pounds to make himself look like a normal Joe when he gets stranded, and then the production halted while he lost it. It's one of his personal favourites, and I can see why. You really sympathise with him as he learns how to survive in the wild, albeit a paradise tropical island.
Return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such song. We had a quarrel. A lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox. As in a special D. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender. Address unknown. No such person. No such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it,
return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone. Return to sender. Return.
My final choice in this collection is Moon, directed by Duncan Jones, David Bowie's son, in 2009. It's an interesting film concerning the mining of helium-3 on the moon, which provides limitless energy for people on Earth. Sam Rockwell excels in his role as Sam Bell, nearing the end of his 3-year contract and looking forward to returning to his wife and child on Earth. He realises something is wrong with his health and makes some astounding discoveries to unsettle him. I won't tell you any more so as not to spoil the film for you. It's well put together by Jones with a great score by Clint Mansell. There's definitely something compelling about films that are held together by a single actor's performance, and I hope you'll get to enjoy some of these films.